So if we look at the kind of the economic organisation or the economic impact, I mean, can you think of positive economic reasons that why Ireland would be stronger as one?
Yes, I can think of very many positive economic reasons. Okay, so the first is probably to do with the structure and nature of our economy on the island of Ireland. We have a very mixed economy here, but the bellwether of our economy is agri-food. And that's true of the island. And that sets the island, this island, this little island, apart from the big island next door, which has a bellwether, which is still kind of semi-industrial, semi-financial. Okay, so first of all, the common ground that John Hume used to talk about ad nauseam is stronger on the island of Ireland in economic terms than it is between Britain and Ireland. Secondly, our demographics are very similar across the island of Ireland. We're still a relatively young population. By European standards, we're a highly educated population. We are perceived to be better educated than our cousins in the island next door in Britain. And we have developed a niche and a reputation for being good at what is known in economic terms as innovation. In other words, making the connection between a big idea and turning it into an economic opportunity. That is unique in these islands to Ireland. It is what Ireland is perceived to be good at. So there's a significant economic opportunity in integration. The other things that would be make for better, stronger economic are the cost sides of it. When you're an island, your biggest cost factor, apart from your labour, will be energy. Okay, energy is going to always challenge you, because unless you've got a huge amount of gas and oil sitting under your, you know, rocks, which we don't, you're always going to have the question of how you become energy independent and how you provide what's known as security of supply to big industry. Energy is already operating on an oil island basis, and that isn't for political reasons. That's because it makes economic sense for it to do so. And when you think about the fact that north and south, the highest cost base for any manufacturing entity is its energy, then there is a fantastic argument to say you integrate that properly and you make it function in a much more efficient way and in a much more cost-effective way. Finally, there's the regulatory issue. We are, whether people believe in global warming or not, we are committed and we need to make our economics and our environmental policy much more sustainable. In other words, we need to ensure that when we make decisions that create jobs, that they create jobs without polluting the environment, and that they create jobs that will still be around in 10 or 15 years' time, because the energy required to keep those jobs going won't become so expensive that it'll shift off anywhere else. And the way we can do that is by integrating the island of Ireland. And finally, there are other aspects of public service because of our population. Aspects of specialist healthcare, aspects of...
Is there efficiencies of...
Yeah, which would bring great efficiencies in an oil context. So, is there an economic argument? Yes. Has it been proven? No.
There would be economic downsides, though. There would be economic risks.
Yes, there would.
I mean, as part of that transition, you could end up with a lot of the kind of more international, global kind of industry making decisions whether or not they want to kind of stay or not. You could have folk who are in the north saying, well, you know what, most of our business is in GB, let's just over time pull back and be GB focused and not have to worry about two currencies. You would have a significant probably number of businesses that would go out. Now they might be replaced with something else, but you would have quite a churn, and potentially in the north you would have that churn.
I'm not sure of that, because I think those are the sort of questions that we should never speculate about the answer to, and this is why you need to be serious about this debate rather than just sort of throw fantasy figures at each other. If you look back to the Home Rule debate, there was certainly evidence at the time of the Home Rule debate that certain economic interests in what is today Northern Ireland were threatening to leave and relocate, and most notably the shipbuilding enterprises. But they never did leave. Now, did they not leave because Home Rule never came about, or did they not leave because when they thought it through, actually, they were perfectly happy to stay? The nature of manufacturing output on the island of Ireland is such that I don't believe it is reliant on Great Britain for its sustainability. Our agri-food industry, which is our bellwether, as I said a few moments ago, certainly does not rely on Great Britain. It
but
is
quite a lot of the service industry
Irish.
Does. Quite a lot of our call centres, our kind of technology operations and things are connected.
You'll find a lot of our call centres have operations here and have operations in the Republic, and both are servicing the British market. I mean, a lot of service, the service industry sector, be it professional services, legal services, accountancy services, public relations services, marketing services, or some of the more techie stuff, wires, backups, back office, all that sort of stuff, is highly mobile. What the island of Ireland needs to do, and what Northern Ireland needs to do, is to ensure that it attracts the type of service industry to locate here, which will be incentivized and want to stay for a long period of time. Now, I don't think the change in constitutional status will be the overriding issue in terms of them staying. It will be cost. If costs go up, they'll leave. If costs stay stable and it's a favourable tax environment and they've got a good throughput of whatever skills they need, you know, be it educated people or something, they'll stay. So I think what we need to do is we need to decouple the politics of this from the economics of it. And oftentimes, economics are not about politics at all. They have nothing to do. They're about cost. Where there is a significant debate to be had, and where we've not been honest about with each other at all in terms of having it, is around the public financing of a new Ireland. So what would Britain's relationship be with Northern Ireland during the first 10 or 15 years of transition? You know, would it be, you know, on the 31st of December, year X, that they just turn the tap off and walk away? Or would it be that they engaged in a gradual decoupling?
Yeah, the profits slowly go down.
Yeah. That's the debate we need to have. We put in a policy document we published several years ago that Britain should be thinking about, you know, a concordat with this region that would go over 20 or 25 years. The European Union would have a role in that regard. The ECB would have a role. And I think those are the debates that we're not getting into because people are afraid to go there because they might get an answer they don't like. But they're not just political debates. They're actually public finance debates and, you know, just solid debates about crunching the numbers and looking at your options.